You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, once again, we are speaking with Brian Worley, the co-owner of Your Bash, a full-service event production company that transforms visions into reality. Brian exceeds the expectations of his clients with his keen attention to detail and extensive foresight into the industry. Brian is certainly a true entrepreneur, and he launched his first business in fashion with B. Worley Designs, a clothing design company that expanded its business to stores throughout Texas. Although thriving as a new clothing company at the time, he pursued his true passion in wedding and event planning. He has also worked with Entertainment Tonight, MTV, numerous award shows, and high-profile personalities. Worley has soon done the event guru and budget specialist, known to turn any ordinary event into an extraordinary event. Brian is also an inspiration to others in the industry and those who may be thinking of hiring a full-scale event production company but don't really know where to turn. Certainly good to have you, Brian, back with us on Enterprise Radio.
Thanks for having me.
Hey, you're welcome. So remind our listeners how you got into the event planning industry, and specifically weddings.
Honestly, it's one of those things that I had no idea was a career that even existed. I moved to Los Angeles from Texas and kind of just fell into it. I met someone who did events, and from there, 14 years later, I built a successful business and have been doing it for quite a long time. So it's one of those things. I think that with any job, sometimes you'd never know what direction life is going to take you, and you just happen to be in the right place at the right time and meet the right person, and your whole life can change.
And it certainly did for you. What attributes should one have when getting into this industry? What do you feel makes for a good wedding event planner?
You need to be very organized, have a lot of patience. I think you should be creative, quick on your feet, and really, I think one of the main things is just able to deal with people and all the different issues, and especially weddings, the things that can pop up and are thrown, your way, and make very quick decisions so that your client or the guest never see what's happening back of house and that everything runs flawless, from their perspective.
And when organizing so many events, I'm sure you stay very busy. How do you plan your day accordingly so that you have a good mix and balance of professional versus personal time?
During the day when it's, I'm in work mode, I kind of just focus and get things done. A lot of times I'll start working on one event, and then I kind of get to that point where you are no longer able to think about it so much, so you move on to something else. So I kind of put them into compartments and, work on one, and then I'll work on another to kind of boost my enthusiasm about the event or just get excited about it and regenerate my need to be creative. So I kind of just put them into little boxes, and then it's, once I'm kind of exhausted myself in one area, I'll go work on another one so that because it's fresh, and, we all like to the new shiny thing for a little while. So while it's new and shiny, then I think your juices are flowing, and then you get creative. And then when that starts to wane, then you move on to another one, and then you can come back to another one, later on.
Now, you spoke of being organized earlier and how important that is. Any tips for remaining organized when planning a big scale event?
A lot of timelines. It's just making sure that everything in the pre-production is done so that you don't have to really worry about any mistakes that could happen. And then if there are any things that pop up that are unforeseen on the day of or while you're setting up, then you're prepared for it because everything else has been so thoroughly taken care of before that, you arrive on site. So I guess it's just really pre-production and being organized in the beginning of it so that if anything happens day of, then you have plenty of time to roll with the punches and make changes and adjust.
Good advice there. Today we're joined by Brian Worley, the co-owner of Your Bash, an event and wedding planning company here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Brian, can you share again some advice for budding entrepreneurs and executive leaders of companies that may want to leave the corporate world or considering that and start their own business?
I think first and foremost, you just need to be passionate about what you do. I love what I do. I get to have fun, and I think if you have fun doing it, then success follows. I think that if you don't have, you don't enjoy what you do, then it would, in my eyes, be very difficult to find success. So for me, luckily, I fell into a career that I didn't know existed, but in doing so, has been a career that I love, and it introduced me to a lot of great people, and each event is different, so that's always fun, and every wedding is different, so I'm constantly able to like expand what I do because it's not just the same cookie cutter thing that a lot of people in the corporate world experience. So if you want to branch out, do something on your own, be an entrepreneur, find something you're passionate about, and I also think that you need to focus on one thing, get really good at that one thing, and then you can branch off into other things. Because when I first started, I had a list of things that I wanted to do, and I was going to conquer the world with, you know, all these different businesses and ideas, and I was spreading myself too thin. And when I finally realized I need to focus on one thing, one area, then I got good at it, and I became successful in that, which has then led to success in other things that I wanted to branch out into.
Now tell us, who should hire a wedding event planner, and does this fit into every budget, or is this mainly for celebrities?
Oh, no, I mean, not celebrities at all. For the majority of people, I think they should hire a wedding and event planner, even if it's, you know, if you're getting married and you hire someone the day of, just to help you with that ease of mind so that things are happening and allocate a little bit of your budget to that. You know, as a planner, we work with our clients on their budgets. So I think that there's a misconception that if you have a planner and you hire someone, that's going to take away from other areas of your budget. But I think the misconception is that we work with the same vendors over and over and over again. And if I'm putting my name on an event, I want to make sure that it's the best it's ever been. And that's also your calling card to hopefully get referrals and other business. So if I have a client who only has X amount of dollars for, say, lighting, I use the same lighting company for the majority of my events, and I can go in and I can say to my lighting guy, hey, this one I need you to do it for this, but I'm going to get you on the next one. And a lot of times we can create and give our clients a much better event than they would have ever expected, because it's that whole, you know, quantity versus, you know, that where you only give one time. And, you know, if you're getting married, you're getting married one time and you're going to hire these people one time, where I'm giving them volume, and with volume comes, you know, better discounts and better deals.
And what would you say differentiates your company from the rest of the wedding event businesses that are out there in the market?
Oh, that's a hard one, because I mean, I have so many friends that are in this industry and that are fantastic at what they do. I think that, you know, I think when you meet with someone, and I think that whenever you're interviewing a planner, you should always interview with a couple people, because I think that there's just different people that gel with different people. And some people gel with me, and some people might gel with someone else. So I don't know that we're great at what we do. We're very creative. I think we're fantastic at what we do. But I just think that it really depends on the client and who you're comfortable with, because you are going to spend a lot of time with that person. And at the end of the day, as long as you feel like they're going to give you, you know, a quality service, and then you're in good hands. So that's a hard one, because I do have a lot of friends that do what I do. And, I would say we are competitors, but we're also colleagues. So, I think that it really just boils down to who you get along with and the people that you want to work with.
Very well said there. Brian, it certainly has been good to have had you back to get an update. Where can one go to learn more about your services?
www.your-bash.com. So your-bash.com. Or Instagram is yourbashbworley. And same for Twitter. So that's where you can find me.
Very good. Brian, thanks so much for your time today. And look forward to another conversation right here on Enterprise Radio.
Thanks for having me. Have a great day.
You too. We've been speaking with Brian Worley, the co-owner of Your Bash, an event, wedding, planning company that transforms visions into reality. And once again, the website of reference is your-bash.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.